guest today is Bernice Jones. Her website is lifeguardianfoundation.org, and I encourage you to visit the website, order the booklet. It is just it's a very comprehensive, easily read, 30-page booklet that will give you the facts that you need to know. The other thing, too, that remember that this is a government program. It is a per federal legislation. And at the organdonor.gov site, organdonor.gov, it tells you about the laws and the history. And in 2006, the Uniform Anatomical Gift Act of 2006, it states a model statute intended for adoption in every jurisdiction. This model law legally bars others from revoking the consent of a donor after death, call that brain death, who legally registered as a donor during his or her lifetime without an indication that the consent was no longer valid. In other words, a parent, a spouse, brother, sister cannot revoke or otherwise interfere with somebody who has signed as a donor.
That's correct. The revised Uniform Anatomical Gift Act of 2006 states clearly that unless you put your refusal in writing, nobody can step between you, the hospital, and the transplantation industry.
And it's presumptive that you're a donor unless you say you're not.
Yeah, it's an opt-out system, and so they presume every U.S. citizen to be an organ donor, unless you state clearly otherwise. And we have to stick up for each other. We just have to stick up for each other. I would like to see more people in law get involved. More people, parents, everybody, to start getting involved in this and to stop it. If we don't stop it now, you've heard of the 21st Century Cure Act. Over $6 billion has been allotted to this organization. And just because I've learned a lot about who physicians are, physicians, they take care of their patient. They don't take care of diseases. So as they are treating the patient, they are protecting and preserving the person's life. And they have to deem what kind of therapy is going to be best. But this is their heart. It is the heart of their patient. And there are so many good physicians out there. What's going to happen now? Where are our good physicians going to go to be able to work in a hospital where they don't have somebody breathing down their neck? And this is what's happened. As soon as that law went into effect, the federal law imposing on the hospitals to bow down to the OPO, to call them as soon as somebody was put on a ventilator, our neurologists were being pressured into providing the organ procurement organization what they wanted, and that was a declared person dead when in fact alive. And it's a reason why you should order Dr. Burns' book. The Nesvete is, oh goodness, I know it like the back of my hand, and my mind just went blank. I have to look at it. That's kind of embarrassing. The Nesvete is brain death, true death. These are essays by a bishop, by many doctors, by a philosopher. You have to read this book. Every intricate detail about the organ donation from every perspective is talked about. So I highly recommend ordering that. book. You can go online, lifeguardianfoundation.org, and learn from their vision and their understanding. There's no propaganda involved.
Unavailable. Please leave.
Okay. Okay, I lost my whole train of thought again. Oh yeah, about getting the book and reading the words. You will read the words of the physician that I spoke of, who backed out of the transplant industry. And so many of them, here they are professionals in the field, and they're each and every one of them who contribute, talk about the apnea test. Dr. Kuibram, there's the brain, the whole issue about brain death is talked in detail about Dr. Byrne. So you have a full understanding of the historical account of each one of these, from each one of these people's perspective, and it's solid. So anyway, and Deanna, they're trying to find her on the other end, so here I am all by myself talking to myself. anyway, go to lifeguardianfoundation.org and order our booklet and order the book. But the most important message that I have is share this information with everybody you know. If you need information to give to your pastors or to your colleagues, to wherever and whoever, I can provide you with information to help you educate. And that's what we have to do, is educate each other. So, hello, Deanna. This might be a good time for people to start calling in. Oh, wow. Okay, why don't we do that then? Hang on.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry, folks. My internet just shut down. Anyway, I'm back. Sorry about that. And we still have Bernice?
Yeah, I didn't know how to continue on without your questions.
And do we have a caller? Or no, we don't have any callers. I don't know. Okay. Let's go ahead and take a caller. Okay.
Yes.
And your name
Lana.
Is? Okay.
Lana.
Go ahead with your question. Lana?
Hi.
Go ahead with your question.
Yes. Hi. I just want to say it's my pleasure to have been listening all afternoon, and I have learned a great deal from both of you. My question is, because I had the pleasure of being at a conference with Dr. Byrne and listened to his talk on organ donation and brain death and true death, and I had some of my adult children with me, and the first thing they did was give me one of those cards. I don't want to be an organ donor anymore. And I reached them, but trying to reach other people and explaining what this is all about, I have a niece that is a registered nurse, and she works at a clinic that does kidney dialysis, and she won't even listen. She's completely against the thought of not being able to transplant because she sees it as saving lives. Transplantation saves lives, and that's been so ingrained into us my entire life, being the noble thing to do and be a transplant donor, and it's hard to change the hearts and minds of people. And then I have, so that's one question, how do I do that? Question two is my daughters who have children don't want their children to be organ donors. They don't want to be organ donors, but they also say, gee, if something happened to my child and that was the only way to save them, I think I would want that. And so that's the really hard part of trying to, you know, understand that. We don't see both sides ever. We only see it saves lives. It's never shown the other way. And so my question is, how do we go about talking about it and convincing people that this is rather barbaric and inhumane?
Well, Lana, I could answer one thing about this. What I have learned in 18 years talking to people is the people that have been indoctrinated are the ones that don't listen. The public, the general public, those that, let's say, for instance, they're not churchgoers. Okay, they don't work in the medical field, or they don't work for a company that promotes it. But the indoctrination, the number one reason, and this is not going to sound very nice, but there wasn't a peep from the pulpit, from sea to shining sea, with regards to this. They went silent. Now, we have Bishop Gracita, who has stood in truth. He speaks out about it. Actually, he's the one that provided me with the latest reports on the Mamillion Report, on the amount of money that's being made. But we have to make a decision. Once you do hear the truth, then it's your responsibility. And I've been attacked with the same thing, even though I lost a son to organ donation. Well, you know, what if, you know, one of your children or your grandkids... Can we condone taking the life of one person to benefit the other?
Right.
I mean, what does that make us? If we could say, you know, okay, so I've heard the truth, but now I want this to happen because, you know, it's a heart issue. You are totally right. It's a heart issue. But either you are or you are not for taking the life of someone. It's
right.
It's pretty clear. And if our pastors and our priests would just stand in this, but there is the organization, the National Catholic Bioethics Center, who stands between the parishioners and all of the priests, and they're the voice, the mouthpiece, so to speak, that kind of controls everything that's being said. And it is wrong. It is horribly wrong. And for anybody to keep this truth from, I don't care if you're Protestant or Catholic, or to not teach truth is horrible. And if you look throughout history and the suffering that has gone on for God-fearing people to stand in that truth, it cost them their lives. It cost them their reputations. And it's time to stand. That's the only way I can say. If you know the truth, stand. Talk to your priest. Talk to your pastor. Talk to everybody you know about this. Because it is one of the most lethal lies that has ever been told, because it's been accepted. It has absolutely no bearing in law. The concept of being neurologically dead or brain dead, whatever you want to call it, I call it a legal fiction. And they've had to put laws into place so that surgeons can do what they do without any repercussion legally whatsoever. That in itself is horrific. But we can't
yeah.
let, and you know, it's the subject of abortion is about the only thing you hear of. But what I'm talking about today, it is written into the law that babies, little tiny infants, everyone from infancy to 75 years old are going to be used in this manner. And there's not going to be any escaping it. So, you know, I think it's a crime. I think it's a crime against humanity that this truth cannot be spoken openly. So, well, that's the end of my sermon, Lana.
It seems barbaric and shocking to hear about all of it. And when I first heard about, I grew up never even questioning the organ donation side of anything, because
sure.
it just seemed like you were so noble to be able to do that. But it just
ladies,
makes me sick. And
ladies,
I
mm-hmm. we do have a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
And Lana, you
Should
can stay over.
Up?
Yes, stay over. We'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking consensus,
or rationale. Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and I'm very happy that I'm back online. Anyway, we had Lan on the telephone, and you said that you had been kind of indoctrinated regarding organ donations. So
yes, exactly. I grew up thinking it was such a wonderful thing, but the funny thing is, I never wanted to be a donor. There was something deep down that just thought it was creepy, and I didn't want to be one or have any of my loved ones be one, but I never thought of it as being the person really is, and it's right out there. It's right in front of your face. That person is still alive. The person has a beating heart and functioning organs and being kept alive in order to take the organs out. And when that was put to me at this conference, I was blown away, and I was shocked. I mean, I literally shocked at why I didn't see it before. And the thought that if it were one of my children and their heart was still beating, would I want them to take it out and give it to someone else? No.
No.
So
of course not.
There's another aspect I'd like to insert in this too, is that if you had to take the knife in hand and take out that organ, the bottom line is it okay so long as somebody else is doing the killing? It's not okay. I've heard the analogy made that people about abortion, well, I think that's, it's your choice. It's your choice. It's a woman's choice. No, it's not. We're talking about a living person in the womb. That's a holy place. It was God's intent. And they are bent on attacking the family. And this is the bedrock of a civil society, the family. But I heard this analogy made. Somebody said, so you think it's okay that it's legal to abort? Yes, I do. Well, so killing a child is okay, but when it was posed, well, would you take that child in your hands and throw that child off of a boat to drown in the sea? And there was dead silence. See, I think that it's okay. A lot of people want to think of it at afar and to think that they have no involvement in that. But it is so clear that... And don't get me wrong, I don't feel any animosity whatsoever. I feel very sorry for these people because this is the way it is. They will quit treatment on somebody because it costs money. But they want to do organ donation because it is a multi-billion dollar business. So what they're getting out, they're withdrawing from medical therapies to protect and preserve life in this area in the name of giving life to somebody else. And it's all about money. And it's
can you
it's
explain
documented.
Your thoughts? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but can you explain your thoughts on, say, a kidney transplant where the person doesn't have to die, that they could donate one kidney to someone else?
I'll explain it to you the way I've been taught. At the age of 21, we are mature. And from that point forward every year, you lose 1% of your kidney function. You know, my dad, bless his heart, I got to take care of him for 12 years. He died at age 96. And as we age, we continually lose that functioning of our kidneys. It's a natural course. What my concern is a lot of times is that people get sick. My dad went through many illnesses. He had a five bypass open heart surgery. I mean, he many, many medical problems along the way. With his two kidneys, he survived all of them. To take the medication, to even go through the surgery that he went through, that takes a lot from all the medications that he went through. That takes a lot out of your kidneys. They have to work much harder. And so we're not really protecting ourselves. And besides that, God didn't give our organs to be cut out and used for somebody else.
Right.
We are to be a holy temple.
Right. Okay, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Bernice, and thank you both.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is Bernice Jones, and please do visit the website lifeguardianfoundation.org and use the resources there to protect yourself, because remember that with the 2006 Act, you are presumed an organ donor unless you note otherwise in writing. Bernice, you brought up abortion. Which, of course, was passed pretty close to the Harvard situation in 1968.
5 years later, yeah.
Right. And now people grow up thinking that that's all they've ever known, and they think because it's a law that it's moral. But just because it's a law doesn't mean that it is. It's immoral. And people seem to think that that organ donation is... well, it's okay because it's the law, and so it must be okay.
Yeah, I'm not very popular in what I have to say, but I know of people that have given one kidney family members. We know of a couple of family members who have done this. That's their decision to make. You're right; it's lawful. I became a Catholic because of the Catholic teaching, and the teaching is very clear, and it didn't happen yesterday. This teaching goes all the way back, 2017 years. And further, it started in our Judeo-Christian faith. We are not to mutilate our bodies, and this is something that this whole organ transplantation thing has done. And aside from that, to take an organ, you do have a problem. Okay, so you need a kidney to survive. Both of your kidneys are bad, so you're going to get a transplant and have a kidney. In truth, what you're going to do is you're going to trade one of your problems for other problems.
Right.
Nobody can say, now a doctor can say, hey, you're going to die. This has happened to a friend of ours. He was working. He was having dialysis. There's children involved here. But he was told that he was going to die if he didn't get a kidney. He had a kidney transplant. I think it was 3 days later he died.
Right.
I mean, when we have life, we preserve it.
Right. Preserve what you have, take care of what you have. And I always felt inherently that even before I learned about organ transplantation, inherently, I just thought, I'm never going to do that, because whatever I came with is what I have, and it's mine. And it's mine. And it was made for me, for my body. It has my DNA. It's designed for my body, not for anybody else's, and I'm keeping what I have.
Yeah, I was just reading that 40% of those who receive a vital organ get cancer.
Right, that's what my friend died of.
Yeah, this very harsh chemicals that they have to take. And my heart goes out to them, but you know what? This is another side of it. Where is all of the research before disease, yes, taking care of your body is number one, and, you know, taking good care of yourself. But there are diseases that come along. So how much of the money is going into this research for against all the different cancers?
Right.
I have a sister right now who has bone cancer. This is her second round with cancer. But what is going on in these directions in research about these different diseases? And secondly, there's so much money put into organ transplantation, and made that really clear how much money they make. But let's think, if there wasn't organ transplantation, how much of that money would be going in for the therapies to take care of people? And with traumatic head injury, for instance, I just recently read an article about this young police officer who, when he was called and came on, upon the scene, these were people who were on drugs and had guns. He was shot more than once in the abdominal, in the abdomen. He was shot in the head. They said that it literally blew up a part of the inside of his head. And he is being treated. They said it's going to take a long time, but they really feel that he is going to completely,
recover,
be himself. Yeah, but that, and this is what I don't know if I'm making myself clear, but if we did treat these people, treat the people, not the disease, treat the people so that their body can heal, so that their brain, whatever it is, their kidney, their liver can heal. If that money was spent there, I don't believe I think we'd be so much farther ahead in research. Well, they do have a new...
Keep in mind, too, the doctors treat diseases. They don't necessarily cure, and they're not necessarily looking for a cure. Treating a disease... In 1968, the allopathic system became a for-profit industry. So they're... Cures are not part of that. Treatment is more productive and more financially beneficial. We do have some other callers.
Okay.
Did you want to go ahead and finish what you were saying, though?
Go ahead.
Okay. Let's take Russ in Minnesota. Russ?
The key word in modern medicine is that the doctors manage your disease. They're not looking to cure it. Usually they don't even claim to cure it. They just say, we manage it, which means they want you to continue to have it so they continue to have you as a patient. But what I wanted to ask, another lady who has done investigation into the organ transplantation is a lady named Janice Barcello. She claims that the number of organs that are harvested for transplantation often exceeds the number of organs which are actually required for transplantation, such that those additional organs which are harvested but not transplanted are actually consumed as food by the Illuminati.
That's silly, Russ. That is really silly. Seriously. I don't know that she said that. I wouldn't believe that. But anyway, did you want to address that or no? Or should we just go on to our next caller?
I think the next caller, I don't know how to address
okay, it. Okay, let's take Jim in Kansas. Jim?
What does your guest say about donating one's body to a medical school when one dies?
Well, you know what? I have my personal feelings about that. You know, years ago, this whole thing came about in the Civil War. About 250 people a day were dead. The government called and asked people to, you know, take care of these dead bodies, get them cleaned up so the families can properly bury them. And this is when this all came about. There wasn't funeral parlors. People took care of their own. It was a natural thing for them to do. bring people into the world, little babies, and raise them up. There was going to come a time when they die. People bathed and took care of their dead loved ones. There was 3 days during that time for viewing, and after that time, they would bury them. The decomposing of a person comes upon instantly upon the heart stopping circulation and no respiration. Actually, it's in the reverse of that. But so I believe the old-fashioned way, and it's something that I hope one day we can return to, that caring for that person appropriately will go back to what it used to be, the respect, even after one's death. But you're probably talking to the wrong person on this, on straight across the board. My son's body was ripped and torn and sawed and chopped to pieces. This has brought me no comfort whatsoever, absolutely no comfort. And I think it's wrong. Now, I've talked to people in medicine, and I've even talked to a coroner. He was a deputy coroner for years, that bodies can be treated with respect, that there's a need for the study of the autonomy, training for doctors. Okay, so I've heard all of that, but for me, I believe the old Jewish Christian belief that body is sacred, and that body is sacred from the time of conception until true death and afterwards. I don't think that we can destroy that body. And you know, during the time, it was about 700 A.D., thousands and thousands of Christians were being slaughtered, literally slaughtered, under Nero, the emperor of Rome at the time. And in his backyard, they called it the circus. People would come from all over to watch the slaughter of these families. And at the end of the day, these bodies were thrown over the walls of his backyard, and Christians would come at night, and they would gather them up. And they would put them in a casket, inscribe their name, and a lot of times, scripture. And today, you can go to Rome, and you can visit some of these caskets. We can see that this person lived, and that person is in the ground. I really, truly believe that it is from our Judeo-Christian teaching that we have lost in our country, and I really truly believe that this is the reason why so many people right now don't know right from wrong. They can't make up their decisions on things, but that's my answer, and that's my decision.
Sure.
Okay.
I agree with it also, in as much as I believe that allopathic medicine has used us as guinea pigs for, well, most of my life, and I'm certainly not going to allow it to happen after I die. I don't want anybody experimenting on me, period, end of story. All righty, let's take Lark in Texas. Lark, welcome.
Well, I want to applaud both of you for keeping this subject matter alive, and especially you, Bernice, because this topic is very important. And it has to be spread far and wide, the information that you're trying to put out. But what I want to briefly put forward is a word that can, I think, better describe what we see happening in the world of so-called medicine today than just about any other. And I would encourage the listeners and yourselves to look it up. It's very simple. The word is probabilism. Probabilism comes from the word probable or probability. And it's a school of thought which holds that in the absence of certainty, probability will do. And this is how they justify immoral criminal behavior, because they can twist the facts to suit the outcome that they wish to achieve. The word's probabilism, and it is the darling of the so-called bioethicist, like Ezekiel Emanuel, who's responsible for the inclusion of that infamous duty to die principle in the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The best thing that all of us can do is stay out of these damn hospitals. I personally have researched who it is that has these big multi-million dollar contracts for harvesting organs in the Baylor Hospital system right here in Dallas, Texas. You have to ask yourself, why is it that these uber-rich folks fund these charity hospitals, and for what purpose? Well, not only is it a tax dodge scheme, but it's also very profitable, these hospitals. So I'll leave it at that, but I think I've said the magic word, which will explain how it is that these so-called bioethicists, these so-called scientists, these so-called witch doctors get away with murder. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lark. All righty, let's take Kathy in. Kathy, go ahead.
I just wanted to tell your guests that I'm sorry for your suffering, and I'm very grateful to hear you today. I first heard of your organization on a cable channel that one of the roommates would play, the Catholic channel. So I've been about you since 08 or 09. And many people. And George Webb, I posted something about your organization. I don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy, but he covered some of his team characters. I've seen his organ stuff.
Kathy, we can't hear you.
Yeah, you're breaking up.
He went into just a different spot. Sorry, I was on hold for about 25 minutes, and I had to finally, you know, move and start.
Oh, okay.
All right, is that better?
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. So, as I was saying, Northeast in the Northeast in New England, I saw you first on the Catholic cable channel someone would watch at home. So I've told many people about you. George Webb did some coverage on this on his YouTube channel, and it was fascinating, frightening but fascinating coverage. And I referred people to your blog. So I don't know if you've ever heard of him or not, but he covered a lot of this stuff that's going on. And I'm a type 1 diabetic, and I kind of like, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they didn't just sell my organs off to somebody as brand new and fresh, all right? That's kind of what George Wood decided he covered of it. And he covered some rich people, actually. They're getting scammed, too, because they're paying, you know, a fortune for this, going and, you know, flying across the world, staying in a hotel near the hospital, and then sometimes they don't even get their organs. You see what I'm saying? They get gypped, and then their wife ends up dead because they know, they got gypped for the $400K, all right? I mean, it's crazy. You went really in-depth on this. And I just wonder, though, is this happening in all Western countries, or is this primarily in the U.S.? Do you know?
All righty, we're going to a quick break. We'll be right back.
Number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Alrighty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Bernice Jones. Her website is lifeguardianfoundation.org. I encourage you to visit that website, and please make use of the wonderful resources there. Kathy, you had a question or comment?
Yes. Do you know if this is happening in all Western nations, all nations, or is this primarily in the U.S.?
It's all
organ
over the
donation,
world.
Organ donor, is it worldwide?
Yeah, it's all over the world. I watched for 2 or 3 years, followed the takeover of medicine, and this is what's happened. The transplant industry comes in, and they put up their iron fist and take over the medicine. They take over hospitals, and the Indian nation, there are various different religions, and all of which were very against this, but they are taken over, and that's what they did here. It went from an underground movement until 1967, when the debut of Christian Bernard and his supposedly the transplant surgeon who saved another life, when in fact the donor was killed for the organs, and the man that received the organs only lived 18 days. It was not a successful transplant. But they already had government, the National Institute of Health has been funding all of this all the way back to the latter 1800s. There was government involvement, and this is the way they operate. So they literally take over nations. All over Europe, there have been countries who have fought it. And the most prominent is a country in South America. And for some reason, I'm being blocked on this, but the people stood up in great opposition. 5,000 people rode in when they tried to impose the revised Uniform Anatomical Gift Act on them, which is an opt-out, presumed consent. They rode in and said, absolutely not. You're not touching our families. And I'll have to give you that information when my mind is clear, Deanna, so you can get it out there. I'll send that information so people can read this. Because I can't think of the name of the country. This is hilarious. But so it's not the people. And please understand.
Was it Panama? Was it Panama?
No.
Because Dr. Daniels, that's the country she practices in, because there the doctors can be held liable even if they follow standard of care for a patient death, whereas in the U.S., if so long as they're following that standard of care, right, they can't be held liable for a patient injury or death. So I just wondered if maybe they were the bold ones, since they have that law, you know, to protect patients more. But anyway, well, keep up the good work. And have you ever suffered any pushback for your efforts? I mean,
oh yeah,
I was curious. Yeah, I figured.
Oh yeah.
So well, I will keep you in my prayers.
Oh,
and
thank you
for your time. All right.
All righty. Thank you, Kathy. And thank you so much, Bernice, for being on the program today. And it's just been lovely talking to you, educational talking to you, and keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a wonderful, wonderful thing.
You're a blessing to take on such a controversial, as you know, subject. But
yes.
Thank you, Deanna.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you next week.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.